Tanya, bad and bored as fuck.
WAP by Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. Tanya holds the phone on front POV at a full-length mirror in a bathroom. She's dressed in a light t-shirt and pyjama shorts. White splashes of toothpaste dot the reflection. She sways slowly to the song, singing the lyrics before laughing. 135 views.
Open the door, Tanya. I want to talk to you, me ma says. I'm busy. I don't care if you're busy. You've been in there for ages. I'm on the toilet, ma. If you're on the toilet that long, you've got issues. Stop, ma. Open it, she says, and bangs on the door. The little lock finally gives and she barges in, her phone in her hand, the screen real bright. See this, she says, backing me towards the toilet bowl. What? I swear to you, Tanya, I swear to you, she says, shaking her head. What now, ma? She looks around the bathroom as if I've hidden something in her. She takes a breath and holds out her phone for me. It's been forwarded around now, she says. Getting checked out. Take out.
Bulletproof by LaRue. Tanya drops her head to the side and smiles into the camera. A neon green sign flashes behind her. She's leaning against a dark window. Between patches of condensation on the glass, the reflection of a chipper counter can be seen. 29 views.
Me man her chips. She's so tight she sends me down to get them instead of paying the €1 delivery. All sorts to be in the queue. All right, Tanya, Brian Quinn says. Brian fucking Quinn with his little sneaky fucking eyes. He never said alright to me before. Never would have had the balls. He's with another two lads and they're huddling into themselves in the corner at the high table, sniggering like ticks. They keep on looking down at their phones. Yup, Tanya, his little mate says. They giggle again. Who are you? I say, loud, so the head's behind the counter and the other's in front of me here. The little lad looks shocked. PJ, he says. I don't even know you, so why the fuck are you calling me name? Just was. Don't. Fair enough. The fat head behind the counter shouts, salt and vinegar. He looks at me like he recognises me. Of course he does, the pedo. I take the chips and tut at him like he's a weirdo. Give us a chip, Tanya, the other friend of Brian says. Fuck off. It's head she gives, Brian says. Not chips. I'm famous.
Bump it. By Kenzo B. Tanya appears in selfie POV walking down the street. She exhales vape smoke into the screen before sticking her tongue out and sticking the finger up. 521 views.
So I'm a celebrity now. How? I got drunk on a naggin of vodka and Red Bull last week and gave a lad a blowjob. Why is this news? Not because it was bright out. Not because it was during the day. Not because it was down the lane. Not because I'm 16. Not because it was caught in some dope's phone. Isn't there always someone watching? Nope. None of that mattered. But some Egypt put it up on Facebook, and then WhatsApp, and then all the old bitches on Balbriggan Connected went mad, including me ma. Not a word from me da, but me granny's media were all over. But she never knew it was me. There was a front page in the paper she reads, and it was on a phone in on some FM 104 radio thing she listens to. I mean, have they nothing else to be talking about? I swear, if they think that clip is bad, they'd want to see the stuff that just be on everyone else's timelines. The only thing that makes me different from half the girls in the town is someone was brain dead enough to share what I did on WhatsApp. I mean, who put stuff up there? I'm bollocks these days, catching everyone taking a secret second look at me. But it's nothing new, really. When I was 13, some owl lad stopped his car outside Super Value and gave me 20 quid. You're looking well, he said, leaning out the window. He winked, licked his bottom lip, like I was a kebab and just handed me the note. I bought a 6-pack of Hunky Dories, a 4-pack of Monster, this mad expensive green tea and a new Dove deodorant. Never told me man nothing. Gran can't smell for shit.
Ghost by Ella Henderson. An old woman, crouched shoulders, short hair, purple rinse, is over Tanya's shoulder making tea in a small kitchen. Tanya vapes into the screen on a couch. A long exhale clouds the shot. 107 views.
I love my gran. I love my gran's flat. She's mad. It's ancient. Hasn't changed in years. Old blue carpet with a little black scorch marks near the fireplace. The old yellow wallpaper. Me and me dad and me ma would call over every Saturday. And one Saturday, when I was like 9 or something, I remember my gran being tick with me for the first time ever. Football, me gran goes. And some Gaelic too, I say, all proud of myself. GAA? Do they have teams for girls? Me gran squinting through her smoke while she holds a cigarette in the corner of her mouth, her lip dragged down like a melted candle to hold the thing in place. Not for the football yet, but they do the Gaelic, I say. Me gran only goes and looks at me ma. And you let her run around with these lads? I'm trying to get her to join street dance. Me mate Gemma is running at the community centre, but she wants to follow her dad, me ma says. Me dad's munching on the sausage sandwich me gran made him. She's doing great, so she is, he mumbles through his full mouth. Football pitch is no place for a young one like you, Tanya, me gran says. Me dad played when he was my age. Exactly, me dad goes. And look where it got him, gran says. You didn't get a look in with that one, Derek. And then she decides to play ball like some mad young one. Leave her enjoy her sport. You should see her. She's some goer, aren't you, love? Me dad says. I love sport, gran. A girl like you isn't made for a rough sport like that, me gran says. A girl like me is made to do whatever the fuck I want. Jesus Christ, Tanya. I'll redden your arse for you if you speak like that to me again. Well, she's getting him out like her dad now, anyhow. I love my gran. My block is such a kip.
As It Was by Harry Styles. Tanya walks onto a housing estate, flipping from selfie to front POV. A football pitch is in the centre of the estate. The houses in various states of upkeep surround the pitch on all sides. The picture reverts to selfie and she sings along, flutters her long eyelashes and gives the peace sign. 94 views.
When I was younger, my dad would take me out to the green and we'd knock one of those real light cup final plastic balls about. Sometimes he'd kick it so high he'd have the time to pick me up and fire me into the sky like those rugby players at a throw-in. He'd catch me in his arms and we'd muddle over in a big mess of laughing. His head would rest on the grass, his mouth open wide, his fillings black and deep. Sometimes I'd put my head on his chest and feel his heartbeat. POV, I used to be a baller.
Cornfield Chase by Dorian Marco. The shot wobbles, a football pitch with no nets up. Young players, an array of tracksuits on, kick a ball about. Tanya flips the phone to selfie every couple of seconds. She blows smoke in the camera, sticks out her tongue and smiles. 85 views.
I'm 14 when I play my last game. It's a Sunday, like any other Sunday. We're at home and we're winning, as usual. My dad's there like always, cheering me on from the sideline. We're two up. I'm on the edge of the D when, in the corner of my eye, a large, dark figure goes legging it by. It's too big to be a player. And the ref is near the penalty spot, so it can't be him. I look over, and it's me da. Only storming across the pitch he is. At first, I'm totally scarlet. Like, there's loads on the sideline, and they're shouting at him to get off the fucking pitch. The ref blows the whistle. Everyone now looking at me da. He crosses the field and just barges some parents out of the way. In the gap of the crowd, I see him throw a dig at a random lad sitting on the garden wall away from the pitch. And they're struggling and fighting with each other near the corner flag. My dad left home that day. Never turned up to a game again. Old business. Never in my feelings now.
Nunu, Anaya. 4:06 a.m. is over half the screen. Tanya sits at a kitchen table in a light t-shirt, hair tied up. Green eyes filter is on, giving her pupils a new sparkle and intensity. She sways the camera in a selfie and circles around the empty kitchen before giving the peace sign. 92 views.
I had to have it out with me ma. I needed to know what was going on. She was in the kitchen on her phone sitting up against the radiator for heat, wearing her pyjamas all ready for bed like a waster. We fell out of love, she says, not even bothering to look up from her phone. I don't sit down. That's not what everyone's saying though, is it? Did the lad da beat the shit out of Tellius to finish? I'm 14, but I'm not a kid, ma. Don't be silly, Tanya. No one thinks you're a kid. Everyone's saying you had an affair. I swear to you, love, she whispers. She puts down the phone, drags her hands down her face. Her eyes are red raw under the eyeballs. I did not have an affair. I wouldn't do that to you or da. Then who was the lad dad beat up? An old friend of your dad's. No wonder he doesn't have many. Don't be like that. Like what? Harsh on your dad. He's left us, ma. What do you want me to do? Give him a hug and say good luck? No. Then why is he gone? I told you, we just fell out of love. Her fingers push up her cheeks, as if the drama of the last few days has made them collapse. Her nails are normally clear and polished. There's dirt under them now. And has he fallen out of love with me? 'Cause he's been gone ages and he hasn't called. You'll have to ask him that yourself, she whispers. She goes back to scrolling. It's been 2 years now. No matter how many times I call or ask, he won't answer.